You are listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome everyone to San Juan Now. I'm your host, Elaine Gisler, Director of Economic Development and Visitor Services here in San Juan County, Utah.
And I'm Ben Nielsen, your other co-host. We're happy to introduce our special guest today, Jerry Gamber, Executive Director of the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and Jade Powell, who's the Deputy Director.
We're glad to have you here, Jerry and Jade.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Thank you. It was a beautiful drive down this morning.
Great.
Welcome.
We're happy that you could be here, and Jerry and Jade both reside in Price, so they had a nice, relaxing drive and all ready for our podcast. So, Jerry and Jade, San Juan County has had a long-standing relationship with the Southeast Utah Association of Local Governments. Can you help our listeners understand a little bit more about your organization?
Sure. Association of Governments, there's seven in the state, and they were created a little over 50 years ago because of block grants. So federal block grants, such as Community Service Block Grant, Community Development Block Grant, there's not enough money in those grants to actually go to each city and each county in the state of Utah. So they develop these regions, and that's why you have seven AOGs, Association of Governments. And in addition, we have an economic development district in our AOGs. And that was a partnership with Economic Development Administration. Our regional office is in Denver, Colorado. That was established over 50 years ago as well. And each AOG gets some planning partnership dollars to help with economic development in the region.
Well, Jerry, thank you. I'm happy that you and Jade are here to help the residents of San Juan County understand what your office is comprised of and how, as we go through the rest of the interview, how your office can help San Juan County and how integral you are to everything that sort of happens here in San Juan County with, you know, our local government working with your entity. So this is great, and we appreciate you being here.
That's right. Yeah. And I know I don't know everything about your office. And so I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have the same question. So yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities and then how does that correlate with San Juan County?
Yeah, like Jerry mentioned, we're the Economic Development District for Southeastern Utah. So we cover Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan. And the way we like to think of it, we have the Planning Partnership Grant with the EDA, the Economic Development Administration. And the way we like to kind of put a spin on it is that we are here to offer technical assistance and extension to the economic development departments that each of our counties have. And so we try to assist on anything from strategic planning to implementation to assisting with writing grants. That's kind of on the economic development side, but our agency does so much more in the sense of even partnering with the San Juan Foundation and helping with food drives and helping get the San Juan Foundation Food Bank up and going and helping with the HEAT program and some of those poverty initiatives. But economic development wise, because I know this is an economic development podcast, That's really what we're here for, is helping San Juan County any way that we can connect the dots with strategic planning, technical assistance, implementation, whatever you need.
But I think it's really good to know all of the other things that your organization does, like with the food bank, and local residents may not realize how instrumental you are in making some of those opportunities happen. Especially for lower income residents. So
it's that's one of the reasons why I love working at the AOG, is because it's like one day we're working on a food bank issue, the next day we're working to bring a business into the community. And so it's just this wide variety of helping our counties be successful, whether that's helping take care of their citizens or helping bring in industry.
That's great. Well, you certainly do a lot. Can you tell us about the revolving loan fund? I know that that's a very important part of your organization because it does support businesses or entrepreneurs. So if you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So the revolving loan fund, was funded originally about 50 years ago by the Economic Development Administration. So it's that original fund revolves, and it's about $1 million. Right now, we have about $400,000 available in that original fund. We fund, we're kind of gap financing for anybody that's been denied by a bank. That's the idea behind it. With this funding, it's in Carbon Emery Grand in San Juan again, and we can help fund entrepreneurs or expansions. Some of the successes in San Juan County involve patio drive-in. There was an RLF to help with their remodel. Jade, can you help them with the two other businesses that there's a meatpacking one? What's Monson?
Yes.
Monson Meatpacking. And then there's also Mountain Feller Tree Service. Both of those are recent revolving loan fund clients that we've helped in the area. Camille Otto is our the program manager that helps the four counties with this program. She actually was a part-time employee. She's now come back and is full-time. Our hope is we really want to grow entrepreneurship in the four counties, and that's why we're bringing her back full-time to have this better effort to help.
So how would an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur and I know that I need some funding to get me started or help sort of close the gap on the final process of my launching my product. So how would I approach, or how do I get to you? How do I get to the Rural Loan Fund?
So we do have a website. It's seualg.gov. Utah.gov. If you type just SEUALG, we'll pull up, because we have an unusual acronym, and our full name is Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. But with that, or you can go to the BTAC, and there's a component. We have a Business Technical Assistance Center. That's what BTAC stands for. With that, there's a separate website, and you can actually either way get to Camille. I don't have her direct phone number. Jade, do you have Camille's direct phone number? I don't either.
So really anyone would be eligible to apply for the Rural Loan Fund if they meet the criteria of what is required.
We do have some extra funds with that it's a little more lenient. So we had CARES Act money. It was $600,000. That was through the EDA as well. That CARES Act money is a little less strict, and you don't have to have a bank denial. But with our original 1 million pot that's been there for about 50 years, you do have to have a bank denial. You have to have a business plan. But Camille holds your hand and helps you walk through the entire process. And just if you reach out to anyone at the SEUALG, anyone can direct you to Camille and get you to there. But sorry, I don't have her phone number at this time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We try to make it as easy as we can for new entrepreneurs. Contact Camille. Camille usually sets up like a Zoom meeting, or she'll come meet you in person, or a phone call, walk you through the application step by step. This is what this section means. This is what this section means. And then she puts you in the right contact with USU, usually with the SBDC director. So down here, it would be Megan McFall. Mm-hmm. She would put you in contact with Megan to then help with your business plan development from there. Then just keep going down the application. She's really good. Just reach out to her. She'll make sure you don't fall through the cracks.
And I think it's important for our residents to understand that there are these opportunities available for San Juan County residents. Sometimes I think they're not aware of it. And that's why we felt it was very important to have you be here today to sort of give a broad overview of what you offer and how it could help an individual out there who, might be a stone's throw away from being able to bring their product or their idea to market, and how you all can help them.
I love that idea too. And just, it can be a very intimidating process. And I want you to know, we are we're very proactive and very conscious of that. And we will hold your hand through the entire process to help you succeed.
Thank you guys for sharing that. It's very valuable. I can see how that's going to help a lot of our residents here. You mentioned BTAC, the Business Technical Assistance Center in Price. Can you maybe elaborate on that a little more and what that is and maybe how our residents could take advantage of that?
Yeah, the BTAC, the Business Technical Assistance Center, it originated back in the mid-90s. I believe it was like the end of 1994. I like to joke, it was actually in October of 1994. I was born in November of 94, so I like to say the BTAC is older than me. But it's a local, it's a 501c3. It was established in 94. It was set up to be an incubator. It was an Economic Development Administration grant. And from basically 94 till probably about four or five years ago, that's how it operated. It was an incubator. Businesses came in, they got established, they graduated, they left, they went out in the community, got other office space. With an ever evolving kind of world that we're living in, Jerry had the foresight and the team had the foresight of, we should really adapt this incubator concept to maybe include more remote working, co-working. And so in the last couple of years, we've expanded the BTAC to not only be an incubator, but also have a remote workspace. We have a common lounge. We have a studio for podcast. Anyone that has a podcast can come rent the room by the hour. We have it all soundproofed, everything. We have a commercial kitchen for new bakeries, new kitchen ideas, whatever. They can come in, certified by the health department, certified by USDA. And so really, we're just trying to kind of branch out and think outside the box to capture all the new entrepreneurs. One of the ways that we're growing it now, even after doing all that, is we just, there was a grant opportunity called the Build Back Better Regional Challenge through the Economic Development Administration. Through the Economic Development Administration, they offered the Build Back Better Regional Challenge. We were, through a partnership with the Utah Office of Energy Development, we were chosen by the state to submit an application. The state of Utah chose to endorse one application. One of our projects was one of eight projects that was included in that. Through that, we went through a rigorous application. This was back in October. It was a national competition, over 529 applicants, ranging anywhere from us to the city of Detroit, to the city of New York, to the University of Mississippi. They all applied, and the EDA narrowed it down from 529 national applicants down to 60, and we were chosen out to be one of the 60. Of that, we just submitted our final application, so that was for phase one award. We're now competing for phase two, which is upwards of $50 million. We just submitted the application back in this month, just 2 weeks ago. It was a heavy lift that we had to do, but we saw the importance of it and dedicated the time to get it done. And a big component, I tell you all this because this is our kind of our next wave of how the BTAC can then be more involved in Carbon, Emory, Grand, and San Juan. Because right now the BTAC is located, the physical space is located in Price. But through that, we really want to foster an entrepreneurial ecosystem where if you're an entrepreneur and you need help from A to Z, you can come to a one-stop shop and you can get all the resources that you need. We realize that's our physical locations in Price, but we have great assets and great partners like San Juan County. And one of the assets that we have is the Monticello co-working space that's being opened right now.
Yeah.
Just had your grand opening. Congratulations on that. And we'd love to be able to, whatever programming or resources that we're pushing out of the BTAC, businesses in San Juan could come to the Monticello co-working space and take advantage of those resources. They don't have to travel to Price. They don't have to travel to the Wasatch Front. They don't have to travel to St. George. They can come here to Monticello and get the help that they need.
Yeah. And I think contacting our office, the Economic Development Office in San Juan County, and Ben Nielsen and I work there. So we're happy to help or direct anyone who feels that they need extra support. I mean, it's all about helping all of our residents here in San Juan County, entrepreneurs that have a great idea, that really feel overwhelmed, and helping them to walk through the whole process. And I think it's wonderful that we've got your organization. We've got Megan McFall at the University down in Blanding. There are a lot of really good, strong resources to help an individual move forward with whatever their vision is for whether their product or whatever they're going to create. So I think we're very lucky to be here. and have an association with your organization. So I think that's fantastic. So can you tell us what, I know there are so many grant opportunities. I call it the grant jungle because there are so many grants out there, but what type of grant opportunities do you identify for the counties that you represent? How do you approach that? And how do you say, look at a county and say, oh, that grant might be a good fit for them?
I think it's the relationship with the county. And if we're understanding what their priorities are, we're able to help identify those grants as they become available. Some of the grants that we constantly are working with are community development block grants. We're constantly working with economic development grants, EDA, that with us having that economic development district and that close partnership with EDA, we always see the funding opportunities, and we always have these meetings with EDA that help us understand, here's what we're looking for. This is what would be a great match. So then we can always identify, okay, here's the priorities for this specific county, especially San Juan, and say, okay, I think this is a grant you would want to use. But we also sign up to have emails, you know, register and alert us, hey, we're having this funding opportunity, because you're always hearing Congress come up, okay, we have ARPA funds. Now, what does that look like when that all trickles down? So that those different funding opportunities. So USDA is another one. So as you have that registered email and it's coming through, you're like, okay, this seems like an interesting grant, and this priority in San Juan County aligns very well with it. And then I also sign up for, it's called Grant Gopher, and these are more foundation kind of grants. And so when they have an opening, so they have, most foundations will have these specific areas where they're like, okay, we're accepting applications. So then I always try to learn, hey, this one is open and it aligns well with community development, or it aligns well with economic development. So we always want to make sure we know and we're having great communication with the county. So Elaine, you're very critical in us understanding what your needs are, and that's how we can help identify.
Yeah, and that's what I always try to do, is if Ben and I are talking, then we really try to convey that to you, so then you're on the outlook for what might be able to support us as far as grants. So the communication from our local economic development office to your office is vital. So you and Jade are always aware of what we might be planning to do, what we might like to do, and is there grant funding out there that is available to support that. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think I'll even take it to another level. I love that you sit on quite a few of the boards with Business Technical Assistance Center. You sit on our Economic Development Board when we have our board meeting. So you're hearing all the information, you're hearing all the discussions. Mm-hmm. And if a senator's staff attends our meeting, and then they can say, hey, here's some opportunities. So always having that clear connection so that you're hearing that line of communication that we're hearing is helpful too, because then we can have a better dialogue on your needs and how we can help.
Well, that's great. And I thank you for kind of being there in the back, sourcing out all these grants for us.
That's right. Good information. So we mentioned grant funding. We mentioned connectedness. Those are both resources or opportunities for us. But can you maybe take a 10,000 foot level approach and just say, what would you say are some of the opportunities and challenges that we have here in San Juan County?
I told Jerry I'm really upset because she told me you're going to have the hardest question. That's this one. I think the AOG sees a lot of opportunities with San Juan County. You know, you have, it's something we have discussed in the past. You have Highway 191, Highway 491, 490, 491?
491.
Mm-hmm. You have Highway 191 and Highway 491 that intersect in Monticello, right, kind of in the middle of San Juan County, that goes off in different directions. You have the land and the capacity to build out infrastructure, specifically for maybe some affordable housing infrastructure. You have the cost of living is quite a bit lower than other parts of the state of Utah. You have the youth here. We just want to make sure that they stay. And so all these opportunities come with challenges of their own. And I see Elaine shaking her head at me, and she's probably thinking I'm crazy for even saying their opportunities, because
no,
she's
are.
Already thinking of the challenges that come along with that. And so we would love to see one day that Highway 191 becomes a 4-lane highway all the way from Spanish Fort to the Arizona border.
Absolutely.
We would love it. That would bring so much growth and development and industry here. And then with affordable housing, that can help bring people here. And maybe it helps our youth stay here instead of leaving to go find those opportunities, because ultimately development's going to come around where there's infrastructure. And so those are kind of the opportunities and the challenges that we see with San Juan County. And then we'd love to be a part of the strategizing and really building this out and seeing what we can do. You know, one of my favorite quotes, and I just thought about it, and I'm probably going to slaughter what it says, but, you know, society grows when we plant the trees that we won't ever partake of the shade that of them. And so those are the things, you know, some of these opportunities were that we can see. It's going to take 10, 15 years, something that maybe we might not even see the benefit of it, but we know that they're good, and we know that we need to do them now.
Well, definitely you hit as a challenge housing. Housing is a definite challenge here in San Juan County. And actually we're putting a group together, our San Juan County Housing Task Force Committee. And we've got representation from each of the communities. And we're going to be meeting with them individually soon, along with a separate group from the Navajo Nation to discuss their challenges, because they have them as well, but to identify, you know, what they are, what we need. And I know your office is already involved in having Vicki Orr help with conversation. We've already started, and we've got some things on the drawing board. But how we move that project forward and help San Juan County with its, you know, its housing challenges. Because, yes, we are tired of exporting our children out of the county. We want them to be able to stay here, remain here. And that means bringing businesses in here. But of course, if employees don't have a place to live, to work in those businesses, that thus becomes the challenge. So I know that I have relied on your office since I got here 7 months ago, and you've been very helpful to me with all of my questions and as I learn. And because obviously we want the best that we can possibly provide for the residents and opportunities we can provide for the residents of San Juan County. So on a lighter note, Jerry and Jay, can you both give us a little bit of your background and how long you've lived in Price?
I have lived in Price 13 years. I remarried and that brought me back to Price. But I originally, when I was 11 years old, moved from Virginia to Utah. My parents brought us to Price, Utah. I'll be honest, we cried a little. It was a little bit of a culture shock. But grown to love it, been here a long time. Graduated from Emory County High, went to college and married. And I lived in Sandy for most of the time, my first marriage. And then my second marriage brought me back. I actually went to college with my husband currently.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's how we knew each other and connected that way. So that's what brought me back. And Department of Workforce Services is where I was employed. And then the AOG advertised the job and I applied. And
we're glad you're here.
The rest is history.
We're so glad you're here. How about you, Jade?
I am born and raised in Price. So since 94.
Oh, wow.
I went to school there, graduated from Carbon High, met my wife there in high school. We dated all through high school, dated a couple years after high school, got married in 2016. About the same time, I applied for a job at the food bank. Jerry was the community services program manager overseeing the food bank. She ran me out of the food bank, almost didn't come back. And since then, I got hired on as the food bank coordinator, and I've just kind of grown with Jerry as she became executive director. I grew into a program manager, and then from there, just kind of worked at the AOG, and I love it. And so we don't have any plans of leaving southeastern Utah, just because this is home for us.
And I think you're going to build a home soon, correct?
We are. Yep. We're hopefully, I mean, construction's now.
One like board everyone. At a time, right?
Yeah. So if anyone is willing to travel to Price, I'll put you to work. We'll have an old fashioned barn raising for me. That's about the only way I'm going to do it.
Nice. Have you both been able to spend any time in San Juan County and travel? And if so, what are some of your favorite places to visit and explore?
I have, with my family, taken several trips to San Juan County. We've actually been in Monument Valley, and we've stayed at Golding's several different times. I love it there. I just love the experience of driving through San Juan County. We were talking earlier at lunch, but genuinely, it's just a peaceful feeling driving through your county. And that experience, I don't know if I have it anywhere else like I do in San Juan County. For Easter, we're actually coming down and staying at Bluff Dwellings, and I'm super, super excited for that.
Cool.
Yeah, I've just toured around, you know, Monument Valley, kind of the same high level stuff. I remember in high school coming down, and I wish I could remember who we stayed with. We stayed with some guy in Blanding. We stayed at their house. He took us out on his boat to Lake Powell. We did the whole hole in the rock little excursion thing. We did a service project at Bluff, the site there, the little pioneer village.
Mm-hmm. Bluff Fort.
Yeah, Bluff mm-hmm. Fort. And did some cleanup there. And I've loved that trip. And yeah, I just love this. Came down growing up hunting on the La Salles. Mm-hmm. Just things like that.
Well, there's a sense, I have to say, in San Juan County of peace and tranquility here that doesn't exist in some of the other areas of the state. So we're lucky to be down here, and especially with the different landscapes, you know, where you go from agriculture here up north and then all the way down to the desert and onto the Navajo Nation. But there's so much to explore. So we'll have to invite you back again, and we'll have to plan some outdoor activities here. So is there anything that you would like to share with us today?
I would like to also add, outside of the landscape that draws me here for vacation, I just love the people. Elaine, Natalie Randall, mm-hmm. Commissioner Adams, Ben, it's been lovely meeting you. It just is such a, every time we come here, just the experience is amazing. And I just want to thank everyone. You are amazing people. You're rock star talented. So thank you so much for always including us. We are very grateful.
I would have to agree with what Jerry said. It's just anytime coming down here, it's just a joy. I always joke and with Jerry and say, I'm like, yay, going down to San Juan County because it's the drive. But then once we get in the car, I'm like, why don't we do this more often? Like,
well, we'd love
need to get
have
back
you
down.
Back. Yeah.
And it's all about that peace and tranquility and just whatever presence you have here in the county. It's just, it draws you in.
Well, we it's good to have you both and your organization as a partner, as Ben and I are on this journey with economic development here in San Juan County. So we hope that we can achieve all of our goals, which are lofty, I might add. But Ben and I work at it every day, and we do rely on you so much. Jay, just the fact that you sent that Excel sheet that has all the information for grants or loans or whatever is available, we send that out to inquiries that come into the office, which is very helpful. So little things like that, while it might be small to you, it's really major to us. So we appreciate everything that you do. We're really thrilled that you could join us today, Jerry and Jade, and happy you made the trip down here. And really, it's been truly wonderful to have you here.
That's right. We appreciate all that you do for our county, and thanks for making the trip down here. If any of our listeners have any questions or suggestions about economic development or visitation in San Juan County, feel free to contact us at info@sanjuancounty.org. That's info@sanjuancounty.org. Or you can also email Elaine at egisler@sanjuancounty.org.
Thank you for joining us as we share the story of San Juan County, Utah. We look forward to hearing from you and continuing to introduce you to the many people, places, and opportunities that San Juan County has to offer.
And as always, it's a pleasure to be part of the wonderful team that we have here in the Economic Development and Visitor Services Department. Follow us to stay up to date with all that's going on in the county and with our San Juan Now podcast. Thanks, everyone. We'll look forward to next time.
Thanks for listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Elaine Gisler and Ben Nielsen, and produced by Relic.